This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
People should be allowed to be excited about this.
Yeah.
It's a massive investment. Mm. You are proud of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And you probably got a bunch of cool new things in this one you didn't have before. And it's really weird, especially in the generation you grew up in.
We started it.
That you see this and feel a type of way about these people. Mm-hmm. Because if you listen to this show, and you want to follow all of Tommy Mulay's life rules.
Yeah.
If you get a new car, you better keep your damn mouth shut.
Yes.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So, Kimmy, we're sitting in here yesterday.
Yep. Yeah.
Tommy's on his phone in the commercial break.
Uh-huh.
Big ass thumb.
As he normally does.
And then you see a picture. Oh, look at this. Look at this. What did you see in this picture that made you so angry?
It's a guy who he just bought a car. And he's standing in front of it like it's like he's bad.
He's showing it off.
Yes.
Showing off his new purchase.
But it's not even a flashy car.
Okay, but it's a new car.
It's just a standard new car, man.
It's a big purchase for most people.
I understand. But he's trying to act like this is like a cool, life-changing moment.
Is it a new car?
I'm assuming it's a new car.
Okay.
And it's just a regular dad car.
Okay.
But he's trying to stand there. It's almost like he's like Dale Earnhardt, like leaning up against the quarter panel, like, just pulled one off at Daytona, son. That's why they call me the Eliminator.
But so, if you're going to pose in front of a big purchase.
And he was posing, too.
It would be a car.
Okay.
But no matter what kind of car.
You look like such an ass knocker.
Ass knocker.
Knocking that ass.
Nobody's joining you on that. You got mad.
Yes.
Because a stranger you saw on Instagram. Yeah. Was so excited about his
Ooh,
new car.
Look what I got.
Which is like totally a thing that your generation does all the
time. I understand we started it. We started it.
You did.
And I apologize.
Like every old picture I've seen of like my dad or one of his buddies, they're all standing in front of a car. I don't even know if it's their car. It's just a car.
From 1976 until 1983, there was not a picture taken in America where they weren't sitting on the hood of a car.
Yes.
That's the true thing. Right, yeah. Tawny Kitaen. For 5 years, lived on the hood of a car.
Yeah, yeah.
She was not allowed to get off.
Burnt the cheeks of her ass.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I don't get why this makes you mad.
Look what I own and you don't. Look how good my life's going, man.
But you own a car.
I own a mass-produced car. You know what? They only made 50 billion of these babies, and I'm the lucky cat that's got one.
Okay. You should be proud of getting a new car.
If I brought a new car, I'd go, Pat, come see my new car.
If you were excited, I would go look at the car.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. Hey,
first of all, you'd show up all right.
What?
And nothing but hate would spew out of your lips.
No, I would.
And mockery.
Getting a new car is like a top 10 exciting most days of your life.
Yeah, so leave it to yourself.
No, it only happens a handful of times. You should 100%. Be allowed to post a pic of you standing in front of your new car with pride and show it to everyone on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or whatever. You're so effing weird.
No, you look like a chump, and nobody's impressed that you bought a car.
That's not true, because there'll be lots of people that'll say underneath, this is cool, great job, awesome, happy
for
you.
That's just somebody stroking your ass.
Oh, my God.
The only one that's happy is the goddamn bank, because you're paying interest.
Would you give a pass to, like, a younger person, because this is their first, like, new car that they've ever purchased?
I get you're a dumb kid, and you think, you know, you're all that. That I understand. But somebody, like, 35 and up, nobody cares you bought the brand new, you know, Prius.
252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Way to go, Gary.
Let's do this.
You're the man.
Is it weird that I also, not knowing who this man was, assumed his name was Gary?
Yes, all Garys are douches, man.
Sexy Gary.
Gary's good. Gary Player's pretty good.
No, he posed in front of all of his golf carts before every tournament. True. Had him, like, sketch it out. Okay.
Right.
What major purchase are you allowed to post a picture with online and not be criticized? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's start big,
right,
and then we'll go down from here. All right. If you buy a house, Kimmy, you see all the time, folks, they buy their first house, they're standing in front of it.
There's usually
the
like sold, a sign involved.
The sold sticker.
Yeah. Is that douche or is that acceptable?
First house, Or is this like me buying a house?
There's
like,
a difference?
But it yes. could be you buying your dream house, right? Like it might not be your first house, but you finally got the house that you've always
wanted. We got it, buddy. Nailed it.
So, okay, first house?
First house, I give you a little pass.
First house, Kemi?
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with anybody posing in front of their new house.
Second house.
Give me a break.
You're kidding.
It's like getting excited over a second marriage.
Which you also go and use the open bar for.
Yeah, but that's about it. You're just being used. No, second house, you already popped your house cherry. I don't need to see the second popping of your cherry.
Bro, go ahead, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say sometimes that second house is the house that you've always wanted.
Who cares? Your house.
You should be excited. You just bought a house.
By the way, wait till you get the tax bill.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Pose with that.
The tax.
Oh, yeah.
Not only should you take a picture in front of every house, you should take a picture in front of every apartment, townhome, everywhere you live.
What apartment?
Yes. Everywhere.
You're busted
I don't
ass.
Know about apartment. Here's, that would be weird.
Everywhere you live.
What are you telling people? Look at me. I rent?
Yes.
It's I know you don't own it.
Proud to be a renter.
Every place you live,
no.
You should take a record of you standing in front of because that's
For
one of
who?
Those.
Who? You're not Lincoln.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm listening.
That's one of those things that your ancestors will love to see. Okay. Where you came from.
Why do I need it
and
on Instagram?
It will be documented on Instagram for those people that come after you.
You think anybody, do you think your daughters are going to go back and look at the house your dad lost?
Well, I bet you they are curious about the home you grew up in.
And there is
they
a
don't care.
Old man wave. No, to her point, I have a picture of me and Ryan in our Easter best in front of my mom and dad when they were like kids.
Yeah.
And they're in front of the house. And my daughters think that's like the greatest
picture.
Well,
yeah, that's in front of you're not. But the subject isn't it's you, not the house.
There is a picture of my mom and dad and I. When I was born, after we moved out, I think I lived with my grandparents for like a week or two.
Mm.
Like with my mom and dad.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Long Pond Shores.
Okay.
That apartment complex out there. There's a picture of me standing like in front of that apartment with my family. And I'm glad
that we
have it.
But that's you as a little kid.
But my dad is like proudly standing in front of the apartment with his son and his wife.
Yeah, he regrets it now.
I mean, look, nobody saw what could happen.
No, he gets kicked around the radio all afternoon.
But I'm saying I'm glad that picture existed. All right. My dad was proud enough to take that picture. Why would...
And then there's... Then there's like just straight up douchey pictures, man.
Okay, let's go down the list. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There's lots of people that want to jump in here, by
I'm
the
sure.
way, before we keep going.
Show offs.
Tommy yesterday, going through Instagram at a commercial break, gets all mad because a guy who bought a new car posed in front of it, posted a picture. Tommy, you look like a douche. CJU writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Did Tommy's wife switch up the fabric softener? God damn, he's a firecracker this morning. Tom asks, man, can Tommy just ever be happy for someone? Did his wife pee in his Cheerios every morning? He also wants to know what your take on my new Honda Pilot is.
I complimented you on that car.
It's weird because I heard everyone
funny.
Else
I saw that on. I saw that on social media too.
Yeah, I put a video up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, flashing around, flashing his money around.
So I didn't hear you say anything after that, though.
Just like his daddy.
So I'm douchey?
What's that?
Me and Rich?
Well, Rich is the owner.
Yeah.
I like Rich.
Do you? You like me?
I don't like some of the choices he makes in, like, promoters.
I didn't hear you say a word about how douchey I was putting that picture up, that video.
It was pretty douchey.
Oh, it was douchey? Yeah, it was douchey, yeah.
You, Houseman.
How could you call Brad douchey? That man works his ass off.
He does.
He's a wonderful salesman.
He's a great guy.
Okay. So, car, douche.
Yeah.
Car, picture, douche.
Yeah, yeah.
First home, okay. Anything after that, douche.
Mm-hmm.
What about boat?
Boat, you're a dick.
What?
You're a dock knocker.
You're a boat.
You're a total dock knocker.
You're a boat guy.
Kind of. I know boats. No, I don't own a boat.
You literally said earlier in the show you would kill to live on a houseboat.
I would. But like if you stand in front of your boat,
yeah,
you're just a freaking show off. That's all that is.
Okay.
Look at me. I have a boat and you don't. This is how good my life's going.
All right. Here's the thing. I want to disagree with you, but I kind of agree with you on this one. All right. Like, car is a borderline necessity. Same with the house.
Right. But now we're out of necessity.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we're in flash.
Most people don't own a boat.
Right.
It kind of makes you douchey.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I'm not going to, like, hate someone for it like you would.
I'm going to question them a little bit.
I think you can be impressed and hated at the same time.
Yes. I like that. That makes you a well-rounded person.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. No. I can be impressed by it, but also hate you for posting
no,
it.
Right. Here's what makes you both.
Because you're just rubbing my face in it.
Here's what makes you both dicks. Is that if that's someone we knew well,
yeah.
You would call them douches for posing in front of the boat
mm-hmm.
and then angle to get on that boat.
Oh, yeah.
You're a massive dick.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'd also take pictures on the boat.
Okay, so. And post them yourself.
Yep.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you? Very well. Hey, listen, you should be proud of anything that you buy with your own walking heart. How's that?
I'm with you 100%, Teddy. I don't get why Tommy doesn't like joy.
Right.
I like keep your joy to yourself. So, Teddy, if I go out today and take a picture in front of my car, what would you think?
You're a douche.
No, you know what this is.
What was that?
You know what this is. Teddy could back me up on this, right? Like, you know, Teddy, you made a life for yourself here in this country.
He struggled. He came here. No, he worked hard, man.
Right? Like, I when I was a kid, I didn't have all this stuff handed to me.
No.
Tommy is a spoiled ass bitch ass brat ass bitch. So he's not impressed, Teddy, when people earn things for themselves. That's what this is.
Because he never worked hard. Actually, he's just sitting over there, just talking to you for absolutely nothing. Nothing to make people happy.
Tommy sucks. Oh, I know the Hall of Fame you could be in.
What's that?
Suck ass Hall of Fame. Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Teddy. I think he was still talking. But
yes.
We okay. All right. So we all agree, boat is douchey.
Yeah.
What about picture in front of your new motorcycle?
You're a douche.
Why?
It's the same. It's just a land yacht. It's the same thing. It's a boat.
It's something you don't need, but it's an impressive purchase.
And you think I'm cool because I own a motorcycle, even though, like, we know some guys just got into cycling, and they pose and GoPro and even, like, do running commentary, and we think they are huge ass knockers.
Speak for yourself, man.
And they have a huge ass to knock.
I'm going to say the people that judge the motorcycle picks the harshest are people who own motorcycles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
No, the motorcycle community will light each other up.
I love when you do this. Like, you try to pretend you're in the motorcycle community.
You know, I kind of was
hung
on the
out
show.
With cooler guys than you?
Yes.
You
I
had
did.
To ride bitch.
At least I rode.
Have you ever actually ridden a motorcycle?
Like, drove one?
Yeah.
No, scooter. I did a Vespa.
Wait a minute.
On vacation.
You were on a radio show for 20 years.
Yeah.
With guys that rode nothing but Harley.
Yeah, I rode with T and Wheeze.
Okay. And you never got to ride a motorcycle by yourself?
No, I don't know how to ride.
I don't know how to ride a motorcycle. I'm scared of a motorcycle. It's got a big engine that goes vroom, vroom, vroom. But you're a douche for taking a picture in front of it? You bitch. You're a literal bitch. You were riding bitch. Bitch ass theater.
So bitch knows what he's talking about.
You're amazing. Like, you'll come in here. Yeah, let me tell you about how the motorcycle community feels about things as I'm sitting on the back of the boat, feeling up T's butt cheeks. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Good. I got a hot take here. Anybody taking a picture in front of any of these things is a douche because you're just celebrating a huge loan that you took out.
Thank you.
You should be taking a picture in front of your car that 6 years old,
yeah,
and you paid off.
Yeah, man, Mark.
Yeah, he's right. You didn't build that motorcycle. You didn't, like, make that boat.
So you have to actually have made it with your own
hands. That would be impressive.
No, you'd be like, look at this douche makes a boat.
I will say, if you built that house by hand.
My ass, because your brother carves birds, and you call him a douche.
No, I don't. That's his face.
Mark, what is the most impressive thing you own, in your opinion?
The most impressive thing that I own, flat out, probably nothing, and that's why I don't take a picture in front of anything.
He's busted.
And here's the thing, man. I get it. You're angry. You're bitter. I get it. But why not let other people have joy,
why
Mark?
Why rub it in my face?
I could take a picture in front of my truck, but it's not paid off. I'm going to wait like 2 years, pay it off, and then I'll take a picture of my 1982 Ford pickup truck and be like, hey, I paid this thing off. This is my damn truck.
Wait. Hold on. You're still paying on an 82? What are you paying, $4 a year?
Yeah, it's a 13-year loan, okay?
Okay.
More than that.
That's impressive.
Mark, thanks for the call, buddy.
I didn't know they made 13-year loans.
Okay.
All right.
So we went through house, we went through boat, we went through motorcycle.
Well, there's some other stuff out there.
Give me an example.
Built-in pool.
Yeah, that guy's a douche.
Backyard.
That's a douche.
Any type of like
high-end
party setup.
Outdoor bar?
I was going to say outdoor bar, like finished basement.
No, that one's cool.
Yeah. How about a hot tub? How about you and your old lady sitting in the hot tub like you're in the Keys, and you got your cocktails and you're laid out with the bubbles all around?
Yeah, it's douchey.
Right? I don't know if I've ever seen.
Oh, no, that's a big boomer thing to do.
That is a huge thing for my generation. Yeah. You don't want to see it.
We got the hot tub.
You can see their skin floating.
It's hot time in the wintertime. Check us out.
Okay. Getting away from like actual physical things. Okay. You just don't want people to be proud of themselves. That's what this comes down to.
Be proud, but be self-aware.
No. In that outfit?
Yeah.
In that outfit?
Yeah, in this outfit.
You see this as showing off.
It is.
I see this as pride. It is okay.
It's the same thing, man.
No, a new car is an accomplishment. A new home is an accomplishment. All right, how about this, smart guy?
Okay.
How about this? All right. In a few weeks, parents will start to bring their kids to college for the first time.
Yes.
Right? That could be me like 4 years from now. Let's say my oldest decides she gets into Cornell.
Right.
All right. Ivy League, buddy. Right. No big deal. I take her down to Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
Me, my wife, and my daughter, we all stand in front of the Cornell sign. First day there. We take a picture. I post it on Instagram. Talk about how proud I am of my daughter. Does that make me a douche?
And your wife and daughter are in that picture.
Yep.
That's a great picture.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're one of the good ones.
Uh-huh.
I would be proud to see that accomplishment for the Duffy.
Lying cheering on the Duffy. Coward ass bitch. Wait, you're telling me a parent's taking a picture with their kids in front of the college sign the first day is douchey?
That I get. Because that's a huge life accomplishment.
Because your wife probably has that picture. You coward ass bitch.
I might be in one of those pictures.
Are you really?
Yeah, because when he graduated Syracuse.
You did nothing. You didn't even know that.
Nothing,
kid.
But I got in the picture.
Kimmy is douchey.
Cost me nothing, baby. Those other suckers, man.
Is it douchey to pose in front of your kid's college sign when you drop them off?
Well, is your kid in the picture with you?
Kid's in the picture.
Okay, yeah. No, it's not douchey. I think it's just you showing that you're proud of your kid.
Okay.
I do think you should wait to take that picture on graduation.
No, because what if they don't make it?
Then that picture really looks bad.
No, you do it up front and you just let it lie.
Yeah.
Because then it looks really
whatever
bad.
Whatever happens after that happens.
No, because like, I want it up front. I want the gratification up front. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. This conversation started because Tommy got unreasonably angry while scanning Instagram at a commercial break yesterday when a guy posed with pride in front of his new car. Buy a new house, take a picture, that's okay, but any other house, douche. Put a picture in front of a boat, douche. Motorcycle, douche. Me and my kids? Whoa, are your wife listening? That's okay, actually. Sarah's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
Listen, I got a douche story about a boat.
Okay.
Okay, this is a douche story. Okay, so imagine you work for this company, and the general manager, who does absolutely positively nothing, buys a boat. He didn't earn this boat. So he gets this boat, but he decides to bring it to your work to have the people work on it and clean it for him.
Yeah, it's pretty douchey.
That's about as douchey as it gets.
Yeah, come on. I mean, you're talking about all the guys that are in the shop and they're working on stuff, and you're the general manager, and you bring your boat, and you're like, hey, can you fix this, and can you, like, clean this? But not to mention, like, he's there, but, like, he has to take his freaking shoes off to get on the boat. Like, you can't. Come on.
Sarah, you get really upset about it. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
So is it douchey to take a picture? Is it douchey to take a picture in front of that boat?
It's pretty douchey.
Okay, well, no, that is it's obviously douchey. All right, Sarah.
It doesn't get any douchier than that, really.
Picture in front of a new car. Douchey?
No.
Motorcycle. No. Douchey?
Motorcycle, hell yeah.
Okay.
Motorcycle, hell yeah. I mean, you're either part of it or you're not. I mean, if you're douchey to take a picture on a motorcycle, I mean, you're just jealous.
Okay, Sarah, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Okay, we got something to do.
Okay. Everyone's...
I think that was her venting.
Yes.
And that's fine.
I'm glad she got that out.
That's fine. If she's healthier for it, we're a better society.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, the big question is, we're in 2025. Where's the flying cars?
Yes.
Right? Where are all these things, right? Why am I not doing this stuff?
Come on.
And it sounds like a great idea in theory.
Yeah.
Until you start to see them exercised in reality.
Oh.
And you realize, oh my God, we still have so many issues we have to work out. And this ain't even a car. This is the smaller, much smaller version. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. But Tom, you've been dying for years for the new technology,
yes.
Futuristic technology, the driverless car, the flying car.
Make things easy.
Something as simple as drone delivery.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that, because that's the first step here.
That's pretty cool.
To making this work. Amazon, in certain cities and states in America, have started same-day drone delivery.
Yeah.
In some cases, you can get your order within an hour. They're doing it in some parts of Arizona. And there is a woman who was just excited as you were,
yeah.
or would be, to get her first ever drone delivery from Amazon. So she orders her thing.
Yep.
And she waits outside in her backyard where the drone was going to drop it off.
Yeah. I think she even said she paid extra for this, too.
Yeah. She did do this. So she's got the camera on.
Yeah.
The drone starts to enter her area. And you can hear her go, oh, here it comes. And she's all excited. She has a dirt backyard.
Oh, wait. Okay, like sand.
Yeah. The drone, to be able to carry itself and the package that she ordered, has to use a ton of air force pushing it off the ground.
So it's a powerful
drone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah. It's a four-propeller helicopter, essentially. And as the drone enters her backyard, it creates this massive dust storm. She has to go inside. She's filming from inside. You can hardly see the drone at one point. Also, Kimmy, the drone drops the package on the ground.
Yeah.
The wind is so powerful, it then blows the package against her stone wall and takes off and goes.
Yeah.
And the last thing you hear in the video is, oh, that was a terrible idea. And it really sends home how we are not ready for any of this stuff that you think we should
have. Hasn't been perfected quite
yet. But you can't let us set it back, man.
No, that would be a huge problem.
But you got to push forward. You can't say, I don't want this. We need this stuff.
Okay, then
this is the
future. Gotta work out the kinks, though, first.
Every invention, man, had, these issues.
I understand. But I want you to think about something. Because you want same-day drone delivery.
Everybody does.
Okay. If that drone were to come into your backyard,
yeah.
it would snap branches off of trees.
Ooh.
It would blow flowers off of landscaping. It would destroy your backyard.
Well, I thought usually it drops it off at the front door.
No, this one, it needs a lot of space, apparently. Yeah.
How big is this goddamn thing?
It's huge. It's way bigger than I thought
it was.
Like you
said, it has to carry a package.
Oh.
It's like got a compartment in it where the
like a box.
And it opens up and it's just. Also, if you had anything fragile.
Yeah, let's hope.
Well, obviously they tell you you can't deliver it. They would know that.
Oh.
Here's your glassware. Smash.
I don't know, man. Like you see some of these Amazon delivery drivers. But I'm telling you, like this illustrates, and it goes especially for like the flying car idea.
That is going to be the baddest.
But like if
your daughters will get all that stuff.
If the drone uses this much wind power to propel itself and it's only like that big, you got to put a full car and multiple people in the air. You would destroy everything under it.
No, they'll figure it out.
How?
They will.
How?
I don't know.
There you go.
I'm not a how guy. I'm a want guy.
You know what I'd be worried about too? Pets.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I could see, like, a dog or a cat seeing that thing coming.
Up.
I'm not getting sucked up, but, like, almost, like, grabbing onto it, and then it's flying away with your cat.
No, it's a great point. I mean, like, go into this flying car idea. You want an automatic flying car, a flying car that will drive you around.
Yeah.
There are no roads in the sky in which to use.
There's no roads in the sky for the goddamn planes.
You can't just... Yeah, there are. It's called the air traffic controllers.
Well, we'll have that.
You're going to have air traffic controllers for every neighborhood in America?
No, it'll be digital. It'll tell the car where to go and who's around it.
So you're going to rely on a computer to keep you safe.
You do it with your car right now when you change lanes or when you back up or you go forward.
No, but I have
your car's telling you what's going on.
But I have the ability to jerk the wheel back left and right. In this one,
trust me, you can jerk the wheel up there. Do anything, it's a jerking too, boy. And who's going to see?
What
was that English? And I quote: "Do where I jerking up there, boy."
See.
Who's going to see? Who is this?
It's cold.
Like, watching this video, Kimmy, really sends home how many decades we are away from
any because
of this
I mean, I could put myself in this woman's shoes, be like, for $2 extra, I get delivered by Joe. Let's see how this goes.
It's a show.
Yeah, I would want to see it.
And it ruined her backyard.
But you can't turn back once it shows up.
No, she's absolutely right, man. Like, I after watching this video, maybe I don't want to live to the point where I see a flying car. Like, so many things can go wrong.
That driverless car looks so cool.
Yeah, except when it plows into a white semi.
But that's going to change.
Okay. I don't want to be a part of that. Well, and I don't want to be on the road with them.
I mean, in other cities, there are already driverless Ubers.
You probably already are on the road with some of this stuff. No, or like guys that are on autopilot.
New York,
maybe not so much here, but other places.
Yeah, it's illegal in New York to have driverless cars. Remember, we talked about this. They were trying to make it legal.
Yeah, but don't the newer cars now, you can kind of put it on autopilot and the car will go?
So, but if you take your hands off the wheel, the car flips out.
Okay.
At least the ones I've seen.
Yeah.
So. Because right. Remember, there was that story of that guy and those guys in that Tesla. There's a couple stories like this.
Well, yeah, they got
one of them. They put the autopilot in, got in the back seat, and they smashed into a tree. The car burst into flames, and they all died.
Yeah.
Future's great, huh?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.